being able to optimize your property by strategically designing it so that you remain competitive with not just other Airbnbs, but hotels in your market is really the best way to up that nightly asking price. Ultimately, the goal is to create a superior guest experience, and being cookie cutter is just not going to cut it these days.
The competition in the short-term rental space is insane in today's market. It is getting harder and harder for properties to stand out.
And we are sitting down today with Jen Zurikat. She is the marketing director at Minoan. We're going to explore how you can add value to your short-term rental, increase your night rate, and ultimately boost profits. Let's get started. So Jen, with so much competition happening in the short-term market today, what hosts can do in order to increase their nightly rate?
There's a ton of different strategies out there for hosts to increase their nightly rate. The easiest way and the thing that's going to have the biggest impact is strategic furnishing. Being able to optimize your property by strategically designing it so that you remain competitive with not just other Airbnbs, but hotels in your market is really the best way to up that nightly asking price. Ultimately, the goal is to create a superior guest experience. And being cookie cutter is just not going to cut it these days. That's why we see there's a ton of Airbnbs on the market. It's a little bit oversaturated. So we see a lot of people really leveling up, and that's kind of what they need to do. And they see greater returns than the expense that it took to get there.
And it's funny, right? Because when we think about value, right? I'm looking at an Airbnb right now, and my perceived value, right? I don't know how much that chair or that couch, but the perceived value, the coherence that happens, how it makes me feel, will likely increase my chances to book it. And the nightly rate will be coherent with the furnishing. I don't think a lot of people take that in consideration. What I see many times, right? It's like a personality disorder type of deal. You go in one room, it's like Asian style. And then you go in another room, it's like farm style. And then you have mid-century pieces that you go to either home goods or something else, and you start to piecemeal things together and save money by buying in different, you know, locations. And it kind of like dates the I was talking to Liz about this and she was laughing. I was like, if you go to Home Goods and you get those frames that have like the corny sentences on it, and you put them on your wall, you're dating.
I'm like, have you been in my house lately?
If I go to your house and he has, I've got to start taking it down.
Totally, but that's okay.
But you date it. And then you to me, like, oh, is that what I'm going to be looking at? And it doesn't, but in your experience, Jen, do you feel that people underestimate the power of furnishing and decorating?
100%. I think that some of the issue stems from the fact that we get a lot of annual landlords who want to tap into the short-term market because it's profitable. You can make very good returns by making that long-term rental an Airbnb. The issue is that they're not interior designers. So, you know, in order to get it set up as quickly as possible and minimize downtime, they might just go to their local Target, their local Home Goods, and just pick up, you know, whatever's available on the shelves. And that's not the best way to go about this. You really have to look at it like you were buying the property, you were strategic in location and features, bedrooms, bathrooms. That's the same way you should look at furnishing. And that furnishing, like you were saying before, is going to trickle down into everything. It makes your property photos look better, which increases the number of bookings that you're going to have. So that helps your online marketability. In addition to that, you know, you're going to get referrals from people who love staying at your home because, like you said, it makes them feel a certain way. When they're staying in a house with a lush mattress, they're going to feel a certain way that's just different than if they were staying, you know, at a property that had the cheapest mattress possible. A lot of people miss that because they're focused mostly on getting it set up quickly and getting it set up as cheaply as possible. Which, you know, there's a lot of solutions out there that can facilitate an easier setup, but still make an impact in the end.
I always love these topics that really I think about myself when I'm about to ask the question, because I really feel like we're just sitting in a coffee shop. Jen, and I'm about to ask you questions that I really want to know the answers of, and no one
are you going to say if they offer one-on-one personal...
No, that's another question for later. But here's what I'm thinking about, Jen, and I think this is so pertinent right now. You have so many people that have vetted the market, have vetted the asset class. They know their stuff, especially multifamily investors, right? We invest in workforce housing. You know, what furniture and furnishings we have in our units was never part of the equation. So what got us here is not going to get us there, right? So now we're, say, looking at a vacation rental. It's a different ballgame, completely different ballgame. So how does someone that A, doesn't want to even be an interior designer, doesn't even enjoy it, but they know it's important. What are the first few steps? And I'm, you know, going to throw myself under the bus because I honestly not good at it, not interested in it, but I want to ensure I'm buying a vacation rental. I want to ensure that I'm getting the highest rate possible.
I'm handling that part, Liz.
Okay. Well, besides outsourcing to my business partner, but you know, I think that's a big obstacle for a lot of investors right now. They're just like, I don't even want to deal with it. I'd rather just keep it as a long-term rental, make a little less money. So what is a hack for them? What are those first few steps that they can take where they don't have to become an interior designer yet also get the benefit, right, of this strategy that is yielding a lot of return?
I would say, and you don't need to be an interior designer to do a good job, because there's so many resources out there to help you make that transition from long-term rental to short-term rental. And I think that the most important thing that you can do is look at the competition. So go on Airbnb, look at who's a super host in your market. What amenities are performing best in your market? If you're in Scottsdale, a bachelorette themed home is going to perform very well. And you're going to get a higher nightly rate for that, because it's a niche offering that a lot of people are going to want to pay more for, because that's why they're going to Scottsdale. You know, if you're in Florida, you're going to want outdoor activities. If the house has a pool, you're going to want pool furniture and floaties and, you know, everything you need to really make that experience great for the guests who are flying in. Think like a hotel. This isn't just put an automatic lock on the door and let people in and out and put some, you know, bland sofas. You're going to have to create an experience for people. And again, that doesn't just get people through the door. It gets people coming back. It's not just about getting bookings on Airbnb, but like if you set up your own website too, who's going to refer you? Who's going to refer your business? This is a hospitality business above all. And so you need to operate like one. And I think that, you know, as this industry has evolved, we see more solutions that can help you do that as opposed to having to go at it on your own.
I want to pick back on what you're saying, because in 2011, when I came across Airbnb for the first time, right? I think there's a mindset shift that needs to happen with a lot of investors that I don't think still happen. It's not happening yet. It's like, you know, the sellers that want to sell the same property and not taking consideration that the market shift, the interest rates are not the same. And this person is like, yeah, but my neighbor sold for X, Y, and Z, so I want to sell for the same. I think the same thing's happening with a lot of short-term rental folks. What do I mean by that? The competition is 2011 was so different than what it is right now. And people are trying to get the same value, but just throwing a couple of like IKEA furniture that I can't stand seeing the same couch over and over again. So it doesn't matter if you go to Florida, if you go to, you know, New Jersey or Arizona, you don't want to have the same experience. You don't want to feel the same way. And I think that why so many short-term rental investors are struggling, because they are trying to figure it out. Oh, is this the right market? It can be the right market, but your house is not providing the experience. As you were saying, they put the furnishing and the staging of it, the experience, as a secondary thought, and they are not understanding what the consumer wants now. They want an experience. They have been in several Airbnbs before, which is different than 2011, right? Many times it's like their first time. So of course, everything looks great. My own Airbnbs that I look back, I was like, oh God, what was that? Right? So talking about that type of experience, so I think one of the things, you know, we'll talk about Minoan right now. I cannot stand going to several websites and ordering things. And then I don't know where the hell did I order that lamp from? Where is the tracking? Did it get where it needs to get? Or I don't know about that. But talk about the platform or where is one place that I cannot just furnish, but I can also restock in one location. I want to talk about that because selfishly, it's what I look for in terms of ease.
Yeah.
In simplicity. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's really what we see a lot of hosts leveraging Minoan for. Obviously, a big part of the attractiveness of Minoan is that it's a free membership and you get incredible discounts to really, really nice brands. Crate and Barrel, West Elm, Parachute, Lisa. I mean, you're going to be, by way of these brands, your place is going to look amazing and you're getting them at a discount that's enough to, you know, for a lot of people to get over that hurdle of, well, I want to do this at a discount. I want to do this on the cheap to get it done as quickly as possible. But a huge aspect of this, like you're pointing out, is, you know, the ease of setup because we offer a centralized ordering platform for hosts of all tenures. So whether you've been doing this for a month or you've been doing this for 5 years, having this place where every receipt, every invoice across brands is held so you can keep track of all of those different elements for your procurement and your restocking needs is huge. We have, you know, major property management companies who use Minoan for that very reason, especially when it comes to restocking. If, you know, they are promoting the fact that they have this elevated experience across their properties, that's part of the property manager's brand and a requirement for an owner to sign up with them. It's much easier for the property manager to make sure that everybody is restocking with the same items when they're using a platform like Minoan. And they're obviously getting a discount on top of that. So why not?
So let me summarize to you in a second here, right? Because Jen was talking about brand. You have a brand. So consistency across all your properties, it's a must in order for you have like not just attract the right people, but repetitive. So let me summarize. So if you are an investor that are listening to it right now and you're super excited about investing in short-term rentals, but you're not that excited about the furnishing and restocking it, check out Minoan. Okay. So they partner up, as Jen was saying, with over 150 brands and their selections. You know how much you can save up to 60% off. So if you're like Liz, right, Liz?
Under the bus.
If you're like Liz, if you like discounts and you want to get furniture that has the value on it, that's your place to go. And there's more. And this is the part that I'm super excited about, right? You can also make your space shoppable. So Minoan has the showrooms that allow the guests to purchase the items that they love the most during their stay. And this is also a way for you to make extra money besides beyond your bookings, which is a no-brainer to me. So what are you waiting for? If you're ready to increase your profits and stand out from your competition, we have a quick website for you to go. Go to minoan.com/investher and become a member today. That's a quick summary for you so you don't waste a lot of time. Can we talk about the showroom? Because I'm so excited about it. I'm like, this is my thing. I want to buy things. I go to restaurants and I'm like, I would love to buy this chair. I would love to buy this item. And I think this is the future. This is the future across the board everywhere. We want to buy items because we like it and we don't know where it is. So my way is like I take a picture and then I know where is this place. I don't know. So basically you guys are facilitating that and you're like ahead of the time. So can we break that down for us, Jen? How does it work? How do I create my own showroom?
Sure. So it's a completely self-service feature where, you know, it's very easy. You can actually set up a showroom. You can get started in under 3 minutes. All you have to do is add the items that you've bought through Manoan. And we also work with some affiliate platforms as well. So you can add items that you haven't bought through Manoan. You can even add local items if that's the theme of your short-term rental and you want to support local business. And you can allow your guests via a QR code to shop the items that they love from their stay. Ultimately, this is empowering short-term rental hosts to become what we refer to as four-walled influencers. So influencers make money all the time off of product recommendations. Why should an Airbnb host? They're already getting asked, where did this mattress come from? How, you know, where do you get these pillows? It's better to just have that experience up front and be able to almost market it as part of, you know, an amenity within the property, as opposed to sending them some random Amazon link that wouldn't be very professional. So not only are you creating a better guest experience out of this by placing these QR codes and having this digital showroom set up for them from the get-go, but you're also able to monetize it and make a kickback off of it. So it's really exciting. And it is basically how Manoan was founded, was this concept, which our founder, Mark Hasafty, calls native retail.
Native retail.
Yes.
We have to explain that more before I ask my next question.
It's basically the idea that, you know, if you go to a store, you can only see things for a second. You can only touch something for a second. You're not really getting the opportunity to sample anything. That's why returns are so high oftentimes, especially for online purchases. We've almost gone in the opposite direction where we had the store, which was, you know, a good opportunity to at least see and feel products. And then we went over to a completely digital ecosystem where everyone's just buying stuff online, returning it as quick as possible. A showroom from a short-term rental allows people to actually test out products. So they're a better group of consumers from a brand's perspective as well, because they're less likely to make returns because they've already tested everything. And there's a ton of opportunity outside of the short-term rental market as well. You think about every product you've purchased for your home. How much do you wish you had the opportunity to test that? Even if it was, you know, for an hour, not necessarily. Maybe you didn't test it for 3 straight days on vacation, but it was more than you would have seen in a traditional storefront, or a lot more than you would have gotten from an online review from a total stranger.
I love that, Jen. I want to just put 2 pins in here for everyone listening. Number one, how valuable it is when you're a business owner, which you are, when you have one short-term rental or, you know, 100, you're getting feedback in real time. What do people like? What don't they like? What are they clicking on? What are they not clicking on? I mean, how amazing is that? Just first off, that is in and of itself a value, whether they buy something or don't, which is another layer of benefit. I think that the key right now to be successful, especially as a short-term rental probably investor, any investor, you have to be getting feedback along the way. Obviously, reviews is one thing, but I mean like real time. Like the last 8 guests we've had out of 10 have bought that pillow. That's interesting. You know, and whether that then gives you the sense, and I want to just make a quick point, is like, how do I rinse and repeat? You get good, you become successful in the business of investing when you can rinse and repeat, meaning you use the same type of products and the same type of layout, and you make it still unique and experiential, but obviously you're cutting down on having, like I'm just was saying, I'm going here for this, I'm going there for that. And so I've seen that on the multifamily side, you know, rinse and repeat, but you're basically explaining it now on a highly unique and experiential, which often people don't think rinse and repeat. It has to be different. It has to be, yes. And you could probably rinse and repeat this in different markets, which I think as a business owner, right? You're getting a sense of. The third thing I want to mention is that if you hire a VA, and I know everyone listening, building that team, a lot of the women we serve is doing it all themselves. This is going to help you, right? be able to train someone, go to our showroom, go to this site. This is the site we use. So I love that from those reasons. I'd love to hear some examples. Like, share with us an example. I do like the, you know, the hoarder stories, whatever gross stuff you have. No, just joking. But I want to hear how an example of how they're, you know, an investor was able to do this and increase their ROI and increase that, you know, money in their pocket and create that experience at the same time.
Yeah, I think a great example of a showroom in action would be Hotel Vermont up in Burlington. Everyone was asking about their pillows. Their pillows are so comfortable. They love the pillows. And as soon as they set up their showroom, they're seeing a very large amount of sales just from these pillows. In addition to that, they also have a ton of local products like patchwork robes and Vermont mugs with Burlington on them, things that maybe you wouldn't otherwise find online. But those are those like local souvenirs that guests are really looking for. So overall, across the board, whether it's the parachute linens they have or the feather pillows from Canada or the local products from down the street, they're elevating that guest experience and really showing the guests, like, look how curated this space is for your stay, for your vacation. And the guest is then able to take a piece of that home with them, which who doesn't want to extend their vacation? Who doesn't want to always feel
well, you're doing that somewhere else. Might as well do it at your property. That's a great idea. You become the souvenir shop.
Exactly. And you're supporting local business in the process.
Exactly. It's a win-win across the board. I feel this is like the ultimate like optimization of a property, right? Yes. We talk about like, okay, is this the best use of the land? Liz and I went to Austin and we went to a shack, like a dancing place. I was like, this here, I give you my pinky. In 2 years, we'll not be here. It's a huge lot and it was not optimized.
Can I just say really quickly that this was literally at like 11 p.m. We're out for line dancing and I have to hear on Jessa talking about how the space is not optimal. I'm like, I don't want to hear that right now. I just want to enjoy the lovely music.
I can't help it.
And enjoy my beverage.
I can't help it. I looked around and all the buildings that are being built and that is not going to be it. In 2 years. And I think that a lot of hosts are not optimizing to the max of their capacity. And then they give up because their profit is not making sense. Well, you are not leveraging everything that is available right now. But in my head, right? If it is in my head, it is in everybody's head too, I'm assuming. So walk me through. So let's say I am a guest and I do like those feather pillows, which I will research about them. Right. So if I won them, how do I do? I scan a QR code and that is sent to my house, or can I take that pillow with me, or how does that work?
You just can't take the pillow.
Carry the pillow out.
Maybe. You're funny. Maybe one day they'll hold inventory in addition to shipping.
Like, carry the couch that I loved.
It's actually quite a bit easier than that. Yeah. So our hosts and hotels, they'll set up a QR code. The guest scans it. It sends them to their showroom, their digital showroom site, which is branded for that hotel too, which is just a whole other great marketing opportunity that, they can tap into. But they click on the link and they're sent straight to the brand partner's website and they purchase it and the host gets a kickback. It's really easy. It's a really seamless experience. And we recently redesigned the digital showroom experience so that it's very slick, the whole interface, which again goes back to helping the properties be able to market themselves a little bit better in the process.
Jen, this is like music to our ears. I think the key is taking one action step, right? And to, and I think that's always important for anyone that's listening. What would be like the first step? Obviously, they can get a free membership, which is a no-brainer because they're going to get discounts. But even, tell us a little more about another action step they can take as they're navigating this world of optimization and any other strategies.
Can I ask a specific question about that? Because I think, can I see other people's showroom?
Yeah, absolutely. They're available via URLs. You can see other host showrooms if you want inspiration for what other hosts are buying, which again, it's a great way to get started on your furnishing needs. We like to think of this as a whole ecosystem. You start on Minoan with your free membership to procure the furniture. Then as time goes on, you're restocking with Minoan and saving money in the process, keeping all of your orders in one centralized location for ease of use. And you also have this showroom where you're monetizing the products that you initially invested in. I think one important thing is we used to kind of look at furnishings as like a cost center. And now you can look at them as an investment because they're going to generate returns over the long term.
Wow. Okay. So that could be obviously, and I think that is the key for people. Like if they're in a beach area, what inspiration can I get? If I'm in the, you know, kind of more of a, you know, hiking, you know, what have you, or traveling out west, and I'm sure it's going to be very different, right? Because it's very different than the beach. I'm like, I can't wear my bathing suit at all. We're not going to be at the beach. And I was like, nope, this is hiking. And, but the same kind of thing, right? It's a different place we're staying is very woodsy, very, you know, kind of like, you know, you feel like you're outside, right? But in a really cool way. Okay. What's the inspiration there if I was actually furnishing this place? I love that, Jen. I know that you also are an investor. And so I love that. And you also think like an investor and also an agent. How has been being part of Manoan and also being a real estate, you know, investor and agent, you know, agent been like really valuable to you? Because I just love people that are involved in things they're actually using and doing themselves. So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm super passionate about this because like you said, I have a short-term rental. It's about 15 minutes from Anna Maria Island, which is a huge vacation rental market. But like everybody else, it's competitive. Like a flood of short-term rentals came on the market post-COVID and we saw what happened. And then everyone was struggling to kind of set themselves apart. And when I came across Manoan and saw I could save up to 60% on these really high-end brands that I didn't think would be in my budget for my short-term rental. And now they are in my budget. So, I mean, that's immediate impact right there. That's what initially attracted me to the company. And then obviously the concept of being able to monetize those products over a long period of time, I was hooked. I was very hooked. My background is in real estate. Like you said, I worked at Zillow for a long time, both in office full time and then as a consultant. I opened a brokerage with my husband. So I've always been in this space. I've always been attracted to real estate. I've always been attracted to interior design. That's why I bought an Airbnb in the first place. We also have two annual rentals in the Tampa Bay area. I would love to make those short-term rentals as well, but local regulations do not allow me to do that.
Yet. Hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, awesome. Things can always change. So yeah, it's just, it's a no-brainer to me. I love working in marketing at Manoan because it's probably the easiest thing I've ever had to market and sell. It's like, join this free platform, save up to 60% and make more money.
Yeah. Check. Yeah, no. And I think as we've learned more and more about what you guys are doing and the value, right? It's like ease and simplicity in one-stop shop. And so many women just want simplicity and also cost savings and to be able to increase their ROI. We want all three of those things simultaneously. So this has been great, Jen. Where can all the listeners learn more about you and Manoan?
For Manoan, we just actually launched a new website earlier this year. So you can go straight to manoan.com. And if you want to learn a little bit more about me, you can head over to my LinkedIn. It's linkedin.com/in/Jennifer Reiner. That's my maiden name. So
love it. All this information you guys can see on our show notes. Jen, please send me the Hotel Vermont pillow link.
I will.
Definitely want to get that pillow going. Thank you so much for spending the time with us right now. I think the listeners are going to benefit from it because that's all we want, right? The ease and one-stop shop, and that's what you guys are offering. So thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you, Jen.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.